Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Son Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from the Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball Radio. Who has Screwball Radio? Lies in the Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. Voice fucked up again. Comment. Take over.
Yeah, we both going through it. Yo, man. There's some bug going around, man. I don't know. I've been feeling it since Thursday.
Mm. The change of weather, man.
Yeah, man. How y'all doing? What's goody? What's goody, my G?
I'm happy, man.
To be with y'all for 160.
Yeah, just finished watching this football game.
Shout out the Ravens. Taking care of business.
Yeah. They put their foot in their ass.
Shout out to Texans too, man. He's a good squad. He's going to be around for a long time. Word up. The young rookie quarterback, E.J. Stroud, he's not a joke. He's going to be around for a while.
And I'm his team
hungry,
just
man.
Fell apart. His team fell apart around him.
Hey, man, he's like that, man. It's like Dallas, man. The motherfuckers fell apart.
I mean, you saw the Buccaneers, man. They beat the Eagles. The Eagles fell apart. Super big time.
Hey, yo,
and the
quick,
Eagles
man.
Was like a prime favorite.
You seen that clip I sent you, E, right, with the immigrant dude talking about no more money for you to the black lady?
Man, that's crazy, man. I mean, this whole thing is taking on... Now they got to address it. And now even the president, Biden, he said now the border crisis is a problem. So we're looking at some suspicious moves going on with election season on the way. Because, you know, they kind of fearful of Trump coming back to the throne, so to speak.
Oh, those guys won't be eligible. Those guys won't be eligible to vote this year.
I mean, how I feel right now, they need to bring Trump back. That's how I feel.
Nah, man, Trump gonna have niggas back in chains and fuck around.
Cause there's too much fuckery going on, man.
We need new blood. We need new blood.
It's too much. It's too much fuckery. There's too much fuckery going on. Too much money being sent out of state, out of country. We need to, you know, we need to do for us.
Dirty bones. That's the truth. Too much money being sent. Fucking all these wars, and ain't nobody thinking about at home, man. Don't think about Trump.
Ain't no new
America first.
Yeah, ain't no new jobs being created. People struggling out here, like, you know, like, I don't know, man.
It needs to be a to be a shift of the guard. It needs to be, even though they're not gonna do it, and that's wishful thinking. It needs to be a politician that really represents the people instead of corporate backers and advertisers and lobbyists.
Yeah, listen, man. Like, for the longest time, we always have presidents come in and you know, they always say they for the people, and once they get in the office, they not for the people. But, you know, I'm not no pro-Trump, but when Trump came in, you know, he said certain things, and it was for the people. He helped the people. You know what I'm saying? Whether it was bringing food prices down, whether it was gas prices coming down, you know, blessing people with the stimmy checks. Like, he didn't have to think like that, but he was thinking about the people. You know what I mean?
Nah, don't think about the people. It's just that he was trying to, he thinking about the rich people and the tax cuts to them. You aren't thinking about the common people and the lower class.
I'm saying, but the common people benefited from that. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers ain't even have a job and they could go get a stimmy check.
So that's from the pandemic. You know what I'm saying?
No, but
pandemic.
What I'm saying is he's the one that signed that into office. He's the one that signed that to be. You know what I'm saying? To give the people help. Because they was out of work. The economy was going down. Nobody buying nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not no pro-Trump motherfucker. You know, because if it's up to me, fuck him too. But, you know, there's got to be help for the I don't even want to say all the people. Because some people are just wealthy and they don't even need help. You know, I'm talking about the people like myself, man, like the middle class, or poor, if you want to put it there. You know what I'm saying? Middle class or poor, because I don't even think there's no middle class. You know what I'm saying? It's either you poor or you got it, you know?
Yeah.
And they crushed the middle class for real. And then you start seeing how they busting people in and they getting like, they're in 5-star hotels. They getting like,
I mean, California
is dancing and all that stuff.
California is giving them free health care. They getting health care in California. Free health care.
Yeah.
Health care and insurance costs an arm and a leg now.
I'm about to change my name to Juan Pablo and go to California and get some free health care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's real, man. Like, yo, there's no help for nobody. There's really no help.
But you know what's crazy, guys, is Ashby Biden, when he came out here, he started going to some of the cookouts out here. Like the cookout restaurant.
Oh,
then
God.
He went to some black family house and had dinner. I was like, okay, this shit is wrong. Election season.
It's only for now. When the election's over with, motherfuckers, you don't hear from them.
Yeah, it's trying to please the people and trying to get the people to get their vote. But like we all know, you know, he ain't do shit for nobody. He did shit for Ukraine. He did shit for Israel. He did shit for everybody else but Americans.
Hey, did you see the clip with Israel getting pissed off at people because they mad at them? They talking about fucking fuck America too?
You know why? Because the UN is telling them they got to chill out. They got to cease fire. They got to cut it out. You know? Because here we got Palestinians here. We got Palestinians here, too. You know, we are United States, you know? They, you know. But we know what they're saying.
Everybody tell them to chill out. You know what I'm saying? But,
you know, like,
it's tricky.
Like, you know, like, that shit goes on for years. You know, that beef between them goes on for years. You know, it's going to go on. Even when I ain't here, that shit's still going to be going on, you know, because it has to deal with their religion and their beliefs. And, you know, the Jewish think that they the chosen people and that everyone else is beneath them. And, you know, it's a time to just let it go, man. Let it go.
You know, they got to get back, you know what I'm saying, but they still got hostages over there. You know what I'm saying? They still want they want, it's all about revenge for them right now. But they on some bullshit. They like, yo, fuck this. I ain't gonna keep telling us what to do. But we giving them all the money to do this, to fund this shit, to do the wars and send them. So motherfuckers is gonna start looking at us crazy.
Yeah, cause you know, it's okay when we giving them money, but as soon as we say, yo, you know, chill out, now it's fuck us, you know?
It's real right now, y'all.
Yeah, man, because they actually wanted more money. United States was like, nah, we ain't got it, man. You got to come back next year. We ain't got it.
Yeah, they want more bombs. They want to kill more people.
Yeah, you know, if you know the truth and you know the history and you know the religion, you know what time it is, man. They know what time it is. They know who original man is. They just trying not to let the original man be original man, you know?
I just don't know what the end result going to be. If they like, fuck that, we going to do what we got to do. So what do America do, pull the plug on them? No, because he knows it's the Jewish people run America. So they ain't going to pull a plug on them. They ain't going to stop.
Them motherfuckers got some pull, too.
Yeah, man.
They got some straight pull because even if you talk about any of the incidents, like about that tunnel, they automatically pulling your, they automatically send your channel a strike.
Yeah, because like I said, they feel like they the God's chosen people. You know what I mean? So you can't say nothing to them. But listen, that ain't the truth, because we all God's children. You know?
That's
whether
sure.
Whatever your belief is, we all under the Most High, all of us. There's no one skin above the other, you know? You might have a little more paper. You might have money. You might come for money, you know. But you know that don't justify that you are better people. You know what I mean?
I mean, you think they got a point though? Like, yo, they went over there and they did this to them. Now they trying to get their get back. You think they got enough get back?
I mean, it's been going on for how many years already, man? It's been going on for years, man. They just keep going back and forth. It never ends.
That shit been going on since the 40s.
Yeah, I'm talking about, you know, the last attack, since they attacked them and took all the hostages, killed some people at the concert, and all that shit, you know,
yes.
October 6th. You know, they say that was 9/11.
It's just been so much time, man. Like, cut the shit out already, man. They should get their hardest motherfucker against their hardest motherfucker, put them in the octagon, and fight.
And now, I don't know if y'all know it, but now we bombing Yemen because they've been attacking the ships over there. So now shit is getting bigger and out of hand, man. It's getting more and more out of hand, more people getting involved. I don't think we're ready for that shit.
just never ending. It's a never ending cycle, man.
You know China's watching.
Oh, yeah, they're greasing their palms, man. They rubbing their hands like Birdman. Cause they like, man, these countries pillage each other. We're going to be the top dog.
Yeah, that's their whole plan. Like, we can't be involved everywhere. Once we're involved all over the place and we got all our resources over here, money over there, that's when they're going to strike and be like, all right, let's go. Russia and them going to team up and get at us. I don't know when that's going to happen, but I think that's the plan for us to have all our resources fucked up where we can't do too much, and then they strike.
I mean, you know, between them sending resources and all kinds of resources over to them countries and taking resources away from us and steel and copper and aluminum and all this shit getting sent over there and making the prices over here go up, you know, milk, eggs, bread, food.
I don't like none of these motherfuckers running for president. None of these motherfuckers that's up for president, there's none of them is good.
You know what people saying when you start seeing white people complaining about that shit? You start seeing white people complain about food prices.
Like, don't get it twisted. Like, there's poor white people too, man. Not all white people come from money. Like, I know some really poor white people that struggle just like I do. You know, this is affecting all people, all colors. Not everybody comes for money, you know. You know, like saying that, you know, or even white people, seeing white people complain, you know, like, that's crazy to me. Because everybody's struggling. Everybody that doesn't have money and has to work day in and day out, 7 days a week.
If you're in America, you fuck. If you're in America, you're struggling. Bottom line.
I mean,
if you're American, you're struggling.
Nah, because you got rich Americans that they not struggling. That shit don't even affect them. But if you from the working class or below that, you struggling.
Yeah, the same $100 that you used to spend in the supermarket right now, you're not getting the same amount of stuff you used to. You used to go to the, just like 2 years ago, you go to the fucking supermarket, $100, you get a lot of shit. Right now, you're probably fucking a bag.
Yeah, $100 it gets you a family pack of chicken. That shit's like $20-something. Maybe like 18, and you looking at every pack to see which one that they fucked up on.
Yeah, milk, man, they just off farming it.
Milk, $5. That 99-cent pack bread, that loaf of bread that was 99 cent, that shit's like almost $2. That rice-a-roni box that was, you know, you buy five for $5, that shit's like five for $10.
Yeah, they go to Family Dollar shop, nigga.
Even Family Dollar. You go to dollar store, everything that used to be 99 cents is $1.50 now. Almost $2. And you like, damn, I thought this shit was the 99 cent store. No. Shit went up. Everything going up.
Yesterday's prices are not today's prices, because I don't think exactly.
Hey, hold on. I think we got a 352 call on the line. 352, you on?
Hey, what's up, my brothers? How you doing?
What's good, you man? Screwball Radio live from the Matrix, man. State your name and business.
Jedi Capricorn, Commander of Titty Militia USA. I got some big news for you. I just confirmed. It is, in fact, confirmed that Donald Trump is the Antichrist. Satan, Lucifer, the father of lies. he for real is. Like, literally, he just claimed divine. He claimed to be a divine being and a messiah last week. And he's a dictator, a lunatic. I mean, my God. So anybody following Donald Trump, you're breaking the first holy commandment, which is no false gods before me, and you're following a lunatic. So, you know, you might want to process that.
It's real, man, you know. Motherfucker, you know.
I mean, the guy said he was a multimillionaire 20 years ago. He could grab any girl by the pussy because he's a star, and they let him. What, is he fucking nuts? You can't grab any. I'm gorgeous, and can't grab any girl by the pussy. Try that shit anywhere, you get arrested. And he thinks he can just do that. He's fucking nuts. He doesn't know the Bible. He doesn't know nothing. His wife's a former nude model from Russia, both of them. Like, what the fuck?
And what do you think about the evangelical Christians that's supporting him? Like, they throw all these morals and principles off the window for him.
Yeah, he's got no morals, no moral compass. I mean, he's a lunatic. And everybody believes all his nonsense. He said yesterday he's going to build a big iron dome over the whole country. Not to disable us, to defend our country. An iron dome over the entire country, and we're going to manufacture them and sell them to other countries. But he's a fucking maniac.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't want him with the nuclear fucking codes.
I wouldn't, exactly. I mean, the nuclear launch codes, that's great. He's talking about sending SEAL Team 6 to execute his political enemies. What are you, fucking crazy? Jesus Christ. Boy, they, I'm not even Jewish.
Yeah, he's different, man. He's different. What do you think about the people that say, you know, the money was flowing when he was in town. We need him back for the money.
They're a bunch of nuts. Like, I mean, they say he's a businessman, and we needed a businessman in the president's office. Let me tell you something. Somebody with no political, no military, no war experience, no world leadership experience, and got rich from inheriting $250 million of his daddy's money, then built a casino empire and bankrupted that, exploiting legal gambling in two states that's illegal in the other 48, and they think he's a good guy for the president? What, are you nuts? You know what I mean? He exploits legal gambling. I'm from Jersey. I used to go to Atlantic City. It's $12 every transaction at the ATM. They get everybody super drunk at the Trump casinos, and you gamble away your kids' education in your house trying to get rich, selling a false dream. It's fucking ridiculous. People that follow Trump are nuts in a cult.
It's crazy, man, but a lot of people, you know, minorities are switching over to Trump.
Well, you know? Everybody has the right to vote. Well, I don't. I'm a convicted felon now, unfortunately, but I mean, it's just, I don't understand people that are voting for him. I mean, white, black, Asian, and the guy's the father of lies. He's Satan. You can't vote for Satan. I can't believe he got in the White House once.
Yeah, it's gonna be a slippery slope, man, you know. It's going to be interesting.
I tell you, if they try what they did on January 6th again, I told the Capitol Police, I'll send my titty militia warriors up there and just get some fucking fire extinguishers filled with fentanyl. You need about, you know, 6 doses of Narcan and a shitload of body bags.
Oh, man. They might be coming knocking on your door. They might be coming.
I know, right? No, I'm talking about the attack on the Capitol. That was terrible. You can't. There are 10,000 people attacking our Capitol building. You can't do that. That was a riot. It was terrible. They tried to overthrow our government.
What you think they'd have did if they would have fucking got their hands on Mike Pence that day?
They would have hung him. They had a noose set up in the front of the building. They were trying to hang him. And Nancy Pelosi, they were going to kill her too. If they would have gotten that last room in the Senate chamber, that was what the lawmakers were and the people they were trying to get to. Yeah, Ashley Babbitt. Yep, she jumped through the window. That was the last. That was the last fucking room. I mean, literally, if you watch, there's a special on Amazon Prime on the Discovery Channel on Amazon. It's called "The Roots of Trump's Insurrection," and it explains how it was all programmed out on Facebook and the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys. They all 20,000 people went there to start a riot, and he stood there at the ellipse saying, "Go down there and fight like hell," and he encouraged the whole thing. He's going to go to prison for the rest of his life. Treason against your country.
I don't know. He's still gonna. He might be. They might throw his ass to jail before the fucking election even starts.
That's what I'm saying. He's going from the courtroom in Manhattan to the campaign trail. It's ridiculous. Our country's never seen anything like this.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, though, let me run. I got a couple of Playboy bunnies I got to do a photo shoot with. So you guys have a good one. Happy New Year. And Capricorn Productions USA on YouTube. I'm the only rock star in Central Florida.
Thanks for the check-in. Yeah.
Yep. Peace out, bro.
All right. Yeah, man, it's crazy out there, man. Motherfuckers, you see, you got people on both sides of the spectrum, man. You got the pro-Trump.
Man, just like we said, though, man, we need new blood at this point, man. Go, both these niggas is old, for one. And I think not only new blood in presidency, but new blood in the chambers of power, period.
Yeah, man, I think we don't need them fucking judges either, man. The fucking Supreme Court. The fuck is the deal with the Supreme Court? Those motherfuckers got the game rigged. You know, that's a lifetime job. Who gets a lifetime job? That shit right there shouldn't be. Great. They voted for this shit. We got that. You give motherfuckers a lifetime job to run the country. The president don't even have a lifetime job. How the fuck do you guys get a lifetime job, yo? And then be doing all kinds of stupid shit under the table and all kinds of favors for the rich friends and shit like that. It's deep, man. It's deep. That's why we got this, you know, rock out to the music, man, because the music will set you free.
For real. Let's hit him with some new heat.
No doubt.
Got foot.
As I walk the street alone.
As I walk alone.
Wondering which way to go.
Yeah.
Please take my hand.
Take my hand.
Look, imported foreigns is currency, I get more and more and more from currently Florida than I perform in Europe. PJ Soarin' to PJ Pouring before I'm boarding in Bora Bora with Laura Lauren and Maura Dora. Like Bishop Rollin' a 40 below my 44. It's getting spooky, it's ugly for him like Tyrone Corbin. She's writing another rapper, I'm more important. If it's a war, then it's 2-2-3s, we sure to score it. Of course it's flawless, if ever you see some water on him. I'm nominated for Grammys, Mary, good morning, Gordon. Soon as I sit in the Lamborghini, I flow to yours. So captivated, my verses that they ignore the chorus. I'm the Grim Reaper, the rappers, and I got more to torment. It's more like torture, these ain't just verses, I'm more than boring. It's gory, gory, my aura, more of a horror story. Do 44, and I went up the street, I'm storming Norman. They tried to cut off my power, but I kept soaring, soaring. Might get out of my vessel just to explore the orbit. I ain't normal, but people knew I was short of flourish. A couple albums recorded and I got more in store. They're getting so hot lately that I can torture for it. A Venator playing while they shot out my ball for Lauren. Talking, but they can barely afford they mortgage. You think it's top 10 rappers, I'm thinking more than Forbes. This ain't just a new mansion, nah, this more a fortress. Matter of fact, I'ma call it House of a Thousand Corpses. The courses, the machine, and Tiffany Force. Ordering Porsches, Ferraris coming in the sauce.
Jazz and lo-fi, full audio, so high, it's time to buy. Decades of rain, ice run through my veins. I aim at the picture painting on your chain. Refrain, too many rappers slain for playing games. Return from the bottomless pit from which you came. Train to seek and destroy, fuck your fame. Not afraid to take a dump on your accolades. Clip your braids, get you ready to catch the fade. Line you up to the white meat with this razor blade.
My arm up the guard and she uptight. Pull the strings, round card on upright. Write my name across the belly of thug life. Fuck fight, but I never cut mics. I'm concise like Cronkite, non-white. Got vision beyond sight, Elon tweet. Hug your beef is impossible, burger con beat. Beyond meat, weak. Yon do I just add you the arrow with heat seek.
Illegit.
To respect, their manner is cocky. Amber and Johnny, I heard you in depth. Defensive drivers on the track, they get nervous with wrecks. Me and Term is determined to flex. It's not worth the regret. Your verses a vet is not earning a check. They ain't searching the net for your service cadet. Look how perfect my words and cursor connect. It sounds cheesy, I guess it ain't occurred to him yet.
Hello, my name is Victor Evans, specialist, catch MP7s or Mac 11s. Praying to the heavens, I'll give you to your creator. Beat instigator, crowd move traitor. Pep talk from my alpha to a beta is the hood narrator, Crown Heights commentator. Rusty Jukes with my brother King Wreck. For him, I will wring your neck and bring back.
Cold stairs in the dark nights, shootouts under the park lights. Snitches reporting like Walter Cronkite. Time doesn't wait for nothing, so why you fakes be fronting? I'm on the low, God Dufflin. The type to analyze, sit back and marinate like a pot of dumplings. I come through dumping, back-to-back classics. My fingerprint is recognizable. To the masses, the heavyweight champ is the honorable.
Illegit.
Anytime Rex call me, I'm a homie to beat, like Muhammad on his feet. It's the bronze to the team, we put on for the beam, we put on for the law. Extraordinary extraterrestrial with the balls. Your lyricism not lyric driven, need criticism. He's beneficial, yet he's thieves, been an issue. Sentimental, on a mission, no I'm not. Sentimental, spring your block, in the rental. Anything but respectful, how we check you.
Ministries, my music is a mini-series. My chemistry is to ruin your dentistry. The same run the game with a Hussein Bolt speed. Beat the pussy up when I finish, I leave. Make you fall like a fall leaf. A moderate cough is in the coffee. Squeezing it soft to get them off me. Work like a boss, the spark is very costly. Toss in the sea, don't cross the illa G, illa.
I smell death in the air, send a fresh scent on the wind. Woke up to hear they shop at school again. Damn, these babies become faceless and the faceless become numbers. It happens so frequently, I feel its fade become numbness. It's hard to truly stomach, watching a country plummet. The leaders can't lead us, look at how the fuck they run it. Cheaters and deceivers, misleaders, all in the public. Read their Bibles, quote Jesus, but they hope he never cometh. And since I'm on the subject, when I wake up early morn, dark clouds in the sky, I hear Gabriel's horn. Forewarned is forearmed, get prepared for the storm. Nightmares get cold stairs when no one cares.
Illegit.
I'm wild though, nah, we ain't rich from them pounds. I cut my yard though on the
John Deere. So many acres could build a mile here. All year, he's on fire. Don't drop the ball, yeah, my hand's smoking. Used to only eat dinner with cans open. Now I'm looking cool than a bitch. Who left the fan on me? I used to give niggas my kicks, but they all ran on me. Any given day, you can pick 100 bands on me. I was clocking millions before it was only fans, homie. Knees in the sand, homie, I never sunk. Every test the streets gave me, I never flunked. Heard Mr. Ray got 40 years and he was like a monk. He got pulled over with the keys, I ate up in the trunk. He tried his luck, who would've thunk? The struggle real. I had your grandfather driving dope, taking deals. Packing steel for the bills. Imagine how that feels. Working at the same job for 25 years. Barely got a raise after 25 years. Little trailer park home, the only thing really heals. Ray had a job in the warehouse for Sears. Got time to drive his dope from the son of his peers. He knew that Ray was cool, he worked with his pops for years. He knew that he could drive because he bought Clifford Sears. And first it's all cheers when a couple trips clear. But next thing you know, a disaster appears. Nuts hit the flow, now you can't live in fear. But don't be a damn fool, too much greed for the M. Supreme on my Tims, F's on my rims. GIA diamonds, I F in my gym. GIA diamonds, I be wet before I swim. CBD diamonds, I don't got none of them. I ball above the rim, my balls are never slim. Microphone fiend, but I ain't no Rakim. Stripes on both jeans, but the mirror's not dim. I be wearing the V-Zoos, each head broke with Kim. I'm him.
Father first, real nigga second. Red stripes on my Adidas, cause can't nobody check them. Born with no direction, so I carved out my section. You gotta live life until just waking up become a blessing. Westside legend, my fighting style Tekken. But I've been in Mortal Kombat, so if the text fly, let them. Gonzalez Park legend, till I had to make my exit. Too many souls lost at the Central and Rosecrans intersection. I guess that's my confession. Aside from that, I got a question. Where the coke come from? Before they gave it to the Mexicans. Never mind, that's too complex when you ain't got time to be reflecting. One blink and you in heaven. Niggas off with your necklace. Southern 50 cal. You cook it, they gon' test it. Sniff lines that we crossed right off of that gold Lexus. Round here, we call that big hit. Some things never change. Except 213 to 310. Everything after still the same. Strip the whole gang down and leave Earth just how I came. If they ask, tell them, hit boy, rob this motherfucking train. Minister society, who ain't forgot what happened to Kane. So I tighten the strings on my Cortez and stay in my Denver lane.
Black man, you know it's golden. Black fans, golden gloves, black hands. Shackles feel like diamond bands. I don't understand, I don't agree, I don't consent to nothing. Fuck a guilty plea, I ain't never think shit to cuss. I ain't got a 3D printer making ghost guns and miniatures. All this fucking pit and all blood, they plan is sinister. Big farmer, new diseases, big dollars, big doctors, big nurses, big plotting, big working. Issuing out the wrong medication, really trying to murk you. Pops winning, stomach hurting, but ain't make it out alive. Cracker swept it under the rug, called it COVID, let it slide. Fuck the lawsuit, we're calling all truth, call our key waves and woos. They call us primates and spooks. We took the whole NBA and renamed it Hope. Made it cool to smoke weed, spiced it up, called it fruit. Put a twist on the sex flame, we called it knocking boots. Unk used to violate, back to back, all the time. In prison all his life, now this shit legalized. The truth was in my eyes, you ever seen a blood cry? I'm looking in the sky, asking Pac and Easy why.
Do we go from the pen to the pen? Black woman to black men, black child to my black friends. Black on black crime, admitting my black sins. Sitting with my black thoughts in the back of my black Benz. Black tops on the black top, poisoning black fiends. In black neighborhoods, erasing the black dreams. Black soul,
taken from a black king, leaves a broken black heart inside of a black queen.
The Fire Yo School Boy Radio live for the week. Yo, take over, man. Yep.
Yeah. School Boy Radio. Episode 160. Giving you nothing but that fire.
Straight fire, Puno. Straight fire, man.
Pardon me, yo.
Yeah.
No, you good. But you they got a big fight going on tonight, y'all. They got Sean Strickland versus Dricus de Plessis. And Sean Strickland, he getting a lot of heat because he's one of the Trump's boys. So that's going to be like the automatic draw right there.
He's one of the what?
Yeah, he one of Trump's people.
What do you mean? You a Trump supporter?
Yeah, that's why he's getting a lot of heat. And, you know, they're using that to, you know, draw eyes to the fight.
Trump ain't going to be there. It's like he didn't walk his ass to the Capitol that day. He got them niggas to walk down there. He's lucky he didn't go down there, too, because then he was definitely been a blame for doing that shit.
Oh, yeah. He definitely would have been.
He still got an answer for that, though. He's in hot water. I think that's the real reason why he's really trying to win, be the president again, so he won't have to go to fucking jail.
But let me ask you this. If he was to win, and let's say that after the next 4 years go by and he's not president no more, would they bring him up on them charges?
That's a good question. No, because by then they would be, it depends on if he loses, he loses. That means he don't go nowhere. He goes to jail, probably.
But so I'm saying if he was to win, could he pardon himself?
I think he had power to do it.
I'm saying before he even gets a chance to, they might not let him fucking get in there.
Yeah, I think he's going to get in there, though. I don't know. I think a lot of people going to vote for him.
Too, based on the polls, based on the... He's easily beating all the Republicans, so he's definitely going to be the Republican nominee. And the way it looks, he'll definitely beat Biden. Everybody's mad at Biden. The only thing that might save Biden is the women's rights issue. The right to choose. That might pull them over the hump. Those people.
You know, wait, women. Now you better cut those checks.
The women vote because that's on the table this year. You know what I'm saying? They already took away women's rights in certain states to have abortion. So that's on the table too.
Yeah, they kind of put that up. They made that complicated right there when they try to sneak that under the rug.
Nah, that's on the table right now. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna be the big thing. That might be what that makes Trump lose the females and to try, you know, trying to regulate their bodies. Well.
I mean, even with that, I still think people going to vote for him, man.
Oh, they going to vote for him, but I don't think that, you know, the women's vote and the right to choose, that's a heavy issue right now, man. Because once he takes those rights away, he can take away other rights, other things.
Yeah, that brought the fear factor in right there. So that could play a key edge. They got us.
Word. That's gonna be the deciding factor, I think. As far as that goes, it's gonna be about the women's rights.
Like right now, they say cleared up a lot of student debt. They say cleared a lot of student debts, but people were saying that they ain't really feeling it though. It's probably for people that's already done off and well off.
Oh man, you already know, man. Only people feeling it right now is people, the rich people, the tax cuts, tax breaks. You know, his people, those type of people, money people. We ain't gonna feel nothing unless there's another pandemic. See, that's what niggas fail to understand. They not giving out no more money. So what the fuck are they taking? What the fuck are you thinking that they're gonna give out some more money? It's over with.
They ain't giving shit out. You want some money?
Yeah.
We'll go get yourself a job if you want some money.
That'll never happen again. Reparations will never happen at all. What else? Yeah, and you can forget about any kind of handouts going down, kid.
That's the only way, but that's wishful thinking.
They're showing you they got the money to do everything. You see, you're giving trillions away to motherfuckers. But any issues with us, we can't find it. You don't have enough money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let us start asking for something. They ain't got it.
The rapper, Lola, you don't got it for the veterans.
Because Zavinsky could come up there, he'd be like, okay, we got $1 billion for you. Prime Minister Israel asked for money. Oh, yeah, we got $1 trillion. What do you got for me?
Yeah, anybody.
Get a job.
Yeah, anybody
here.
Anybody but us. They got for anybody but us. Anybody.
That's not going to be rocking like that. They can't rock like that. That's not going to keep rocking like this. And that's why they try to, split us up into black versus white to take the fucking, the pressure off of them. Because if we busy fighting each other and us fighting these immigrants over these crumbs that they're giving us, that takes the fucking weight off of them.
Yeah.
You think they don't want us fighting against each other? Instead of, remember when the whole thing was Occupy Wall Street? They don't want motherfuckers talking about Occupy Wall Street no more, going down there playing with that money. They'd rather have you talking about LGBTQ, food prices, gas prices, immigrants, anything but what y'all doing at Wall Street, yo? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because
that's their bottom line. Yeah. That's that bottom line right there. That dollar.
There's a minute where, if there was a minute where we motherfuckers was on them for a minute. Occupy Wall Street, they was on them for a minute. Then different issues popped up, they forgot about fucking with them over that shit. But once niggas bring it back to that, we'll get wrapped.
Yeah, it's rap. It's a rap.
And don't let motherfuckers come together. Oh, super rap.
Well, for unified cause, they ain't gonna know what to do. That's where they're gonna really start switching rules, switching regulations. They ain't gonna know what to do if people start really just getting their head together and come together. That's the only part.
Nah, they don't want people together. They want to separate so we could be at each other's throat, you know?
Yeah, we make it so easy for that, too, because you got the ignorant motherfuckers that don't even realize that that's the plan. You know what I'm saying? The ignorant motherfuckers don't realize that's the plan, and they're the ones that's going to provoke other shit and keep our minds off of the money and onto some bullshit. It was all about money. Don't get it fucked up.
Yeah, that's how they have power over people, because people need the money, and they're willing to do whatever for the money, you know? They'll overlook shit if you offer them some money.
They don't give two shits.
If you start giving out some money, oh, ain't nothing wrong. I don't see nothing wrong. I don't see not one thing wrong. Soon as they start giving some money out, everything is just fine.
Everything is just fine.
Next thing you know, they come over there. Oh, yeah, we'll vote for you. We forgot everything you said.
And you know what's crazy with the voting is, you know, that they allowing people to be able to vote from wherever now. And it'll count. You could be in a different country and submit your vote, and they allowing that to count, you know?
And you got states like Texas doing whatever the fuck they want to, violating all kinds of, you know, they're supposed to be some over there with the immigrants for a section where they're supposed to be going out over there. Texas locked that shit down. It's like, no, we're not listening to the feds. How is Texas not listening to what the Fed and government told them to do? It's like they go to start a fucking revolution war.
There must be a loophole. There must be a loophole where they could do that.
They just not listening, and they trying to come up with ways to hold up. What do we do here? We told these motherfuckers to do something. And they're not doing it.
Nope, not today.
They feel like Texas is his own country.
Man, that's what
they're trying to act like Texas is his own country.
They playing fiddle, man. You know what needs to happen, too? They need to have the best anchors from MSNBC and Fox. They need to just go in and just debate it out during election season, like set this thing up. Because, you know, they confuse the people as well with their bullshit.
Just designed to. Look how much news we don't get. Like, what news that they ain't talking about? They ain't talking about a lot of shit on these news stations. If you go to European news and BBC, and you see all different type of shit going on, they'd be like, oh, shit, why they ain't talking about that in America? They don't want us to be talking about certain shit in America.
Yeah, that's why it's called paid programming. Paid programming. So you could see what they want you to see and what's really going on. You're oblivious to it. Because they're not paying to show that. They'll pay to show anything else, but they ain't paying to show what's really going on, you know?
That's the problem.
Yeah, all these news cycles.
Like, think
sports,
about
man.
It. Like, think about it. They give you sports. So half the people in the U.S., they ain't even paying attention to news. They watching sports. They ain't even know what's being all the bills that are being passed under the table. Ain't nobody know. And then they wake up, oh, shit, they just passed this bill. But nah, you was watching the Buffalo Bills. You was watching the wrong bills. You know what I'm saying? You was watching the wrong bill
right.
That was being passed. You know what I'm saying?
Shit was real.
Oh shit! You know the Lakers scored this. Boom. Don't know that you know the Republicans scored this and the Republicans voted 53 over the 43 of the House, and now they just passed the law that they could stop and frisk you, but you was worried about fucking LeBron James fucking
hitting his
3,000 points. You know what I'm saying? Like,
these
you worried about
money.
The wrong things. You watching the wrong things.
Yeah, they ain't gonna come over there and help you with your rent.
They ain't
gonna help you with your mortgage.
It ain't hard to get niggas to watch the wrong thing now. Niggas watching TikTok. Niggas watching fucking internet. Niggas
I'm telling you.
Everything.
Look, I'm going to tell you like this. When I be on Instagram, I'll get on Instagram, and when I look up, done 3 hours done went by. I'm like, oh, shit. I've been looking at this shit for that long? And look, in that same time, they done voted yay and nay. And I'm my dumb ass talking about, oh, shit, I gotta post this, or I'm watching this, or, you know,
yeah.
Shit that don't matter. We so caught up in shit that don't matter that the shit that matters, this shit just walking right by. And we
it's
too late.
Late when
and
you
we
look
too
up.
Late.
When you look up, it's
yeah.
too late.
Yeah, it's too late because they done passed the bill and you can't vote against it now. And whose fault is it? Because they feeding us this shit. They feeding us this shit. Like people are so
more people watch that cat Williams interview than watch the fucking news.
More people watch that shit than people got fucking diplomas from school. They'll watch that shit before they fucking learn what the fuck 12 times 12 is.
Them
niggas watched the whole 3 hours.
That's what gets people attention. Rumors, gossip, and people talking bullshit.
If somebody talking about somebody, that shit get a billy. That shit hit a billion views. If something's trying to teach you how to manage your money, that shit got zero views.
Zero.
And then you wonder why you broke.
Jeez, you don't know wonder. You should know why. They should know why they broke. Yeah, we got to leave this shit on a strong note, man. We got to leave this shit on a strong note. Some fire.
Yes, sir.
I'm pull out.
Yeah, we'll get some
this shit strong.
We head up out of here.
Got to leave it strong, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man. But, yeah, hope you get better, too, Paul. We're going to be all right now next week, though.
Word, man. Feel better.
I saw that shit your cousin did for you. They said I'm be trying. Say
oh,
cousin,
man.
Need more shit
that
like
nigga,
that.
Man.
Something we need more.
That's a little bad. I was like, man, I know the crew gonna cool chime in on that one. I'm like, yeah, you trying to make me go viral. I'm gonna get you back though, bro. I'm gonna get you back.
Yeah, don't think I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, no, you did.
Don't think I didn't
yeah,
see
I
that
like, one. That was funny. I ain't gonna front. That even had me laughing.
Oh man, yo, he's nice with that. You gotta tell him to make a yellow M&M with your face in it. You have to, Birdie Ball. We might have to make that shirt. Smooth World Radio, yellow M&M. Birdie Ball. A special edition, yellow M&M, Smooth World Radio shirts. Oh, we might have to do that. New merch.
New merch alert.
Hey, man. Go for the business, man. Whatever works.
Word up.
I don't even wear it.
Just don't pull. But we just ain't going to put on no fucking dress, right? Not whatever works. All right, we ain't wearing no dresses. We ain't
oh, no,
no,
no, not that. Not that. Not that. Not
that. We got to make it go something
strange
for people to change. Yeah, man, don't say not that, nigga. You be dressed up like a girl right now if they offer you $1 million to fucking schoolboy radio.
Nah, bro. It's value my integrity, man.
You say that shit right now. When the niggas call you in the office, though, listen, man, do you want this check for $1 million? Huh? You can fucking do all your fucking podcasts, or all your shit you want to do. Just wear the fucking dress.
Nah, kid. Not wearing the dress. Yeah, not wearing the dress, man.
You going to think about it? You going to go in that room? You going to come out with the dress on?
Nah, man.
Damn.
Nah, I read a fight for mine, bro. I read a fight for mine.
Right, make sure you keep that energy, man. Because they're going to come with the offer. Now, when they come with that offer, nigga, you got to stay strong. Don't think about
ten
that
toes
money.
Down, 10 toes down, kid.
10 toes down. I know a lot of niggas are going to fall for that $1 million. I know a lot of niggas that's going to fold for that $1 million, man. Niggas going to fold for that million, nigga. Wear the dress. Do I have to wear the whole dress? How long do I got to think about? How long do I got to wear the dress? Just wear the dress, man. For the whole movie. You know, can I just wear it for like 5 minutes in the movie? Now we need you to wear it the whole movie.
Nah, man, I ain't staying the tits. I'm staying the tits. You
never
know
what they're
going to
do
until they get
that. You ever got offered $1 million to do anything? Alright, don't say what you ain't going to do, motherfucker. I ain't going to do that. Yeah, they never offered you the team yet. Niggas gonna weigh that shit out, like, yo, you know what? I'm a move from the hood. Nobody gonna see me anyway. They forget about it in a year. At least I got my $1 million. So you got a nigga like me gonna call up on, yeah, bitch ass nigga took that $1 million. So they're like, fuck poet, that nigga broke. That's why that nigga broke right now. That nigga broke that fucking $1 million. But yeah, man. Screwball Radio, live from the Matrix, y'all. Staying on your 10 toes, man. You never know what you're going to do, man, until they offer it to you. So just make sure you keep that same energy, nigga, when they call you in that home, little room in the back. They'll be like, yo, all your dreams can come true. Just do this. We just need you to do this. Now, we don't know what this may be. It may be slobbing the knob or wearing a dress. Just make sure you remember. Staying on your 10 toes down, nigga.
Nah, we ain't folding for nothing, bro.
Better not. Because those going to be a nigga like me will come up here and tell me, yo, this bitch-ass nigga. That bitch-ass nigga took that fucking money, yo. I knew he did in that room. Yeah, it's fucked up, man. But yeah, niggas never know what they're going to do until you got offered this shit. So, like, I know what I'm going to do.
For real.
I'm going to try to choke the life out that motherfucker and take that money. But another not-so-strong individual, because I've been without, so it don't matter being without for pussing a little bit longer. But you got some niggas that want it now. Then fuck, I'd do anything for this $1 million. You don't want no $1 million, man. Change your life, change your family life. So... you might want to wear that dress, right? Think about it.
Fuck y'all, man.
You thinking about it? He's like, yeah, I'll wear the dress, man. Fuck it, yo. Fuck police. So I'm gonna kick my ass.
Motherfucker, be out there just like Wesley Snipes.
Boy, Wesley Snipes, Ving Rhames. Yo, I just remember Ving Rhames wore the dress. That nigga wore the makeup. That nigga was a straight. Yeah, and my big nigga Ving Rhames in the dress. Oh, man. But you know, once they make the offer to you, that's when you be coming up with all kinds of shit. Like, you know what? It ain't that bad. It's comedy, yo. It's just comedy. That's when niggas start making all kinds of excuses the way the dress. Robin Williams did it. You know what I'm saying? greatest niggas did it, yo. Why I can't do it? I'm not better than them.
For real.
Oh, God,
here comes a nigga like me. That bitch ass nigga took that fucking $1 million and put that dress. But I'll be sitting in the project and you be sitting up in your fucking one of your houses. Look. Laughing just like that.
Nah,
fuck that nigga cold.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, this is just going on and on. This is funny. Because I know a lot of niggas that fold, yo. I'm thinking right now, all the bitch-ass niggas I know, they act tough. Y'all niggas folding right now for that $1 million. Shut the fuck up. That's the money they offer. They give me $50 million? You know all that shit? Yeah, y'all folding.
Remember Steve Harvey said that for $4 million, he'd be the best monkey he could stand.
Niggas be like, yo, I wear two different dresses in the movie. Fuck it. I wear the purple one, and I wear the red one. Fuck it. Oh, man.
Yo, that was me dying, man.
Yeah, just be careful, because there's always going to be a nigga like you come out the shadows years later. That bitch ass nigga did this to that motherfucking man.
Word up. Schoolboy Radio.
Stay 10 toes down.
Stay out of dresses and keep it a buck.
Stay out from puffy parties, nigga. A lot of niggas talk about they won't party with puffy. A lot of niggas talk about they won't party with puffy. Puffy pop up right now in the Maybach in the project. You say, yo, come here, you. Come here. Smack me your ass and throw you in the Maybach. You gonna jump right in the Maybach with Puffy, you lying ass son of a bitch. We talk all that shit. Puffy pop up right now in the hood. Come here, man, you with your pants faggot. Jump in, man. I'm gonna play with you. Nigga, that's P. Diddy. Hold on, yo. Hold on. I'll be like, I'm going with Diddy, yo. That's Diddy, yo. Niggas is jumping right in the fucking Maybach with D.
On his lap.
You niggas don't care because they're going to be in a whole other tax bracket looking at you like, nah, 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 nah. Y'all niggas is bros.
Fingers in the ass again. $50 halfer, man.
Dang.
Think about any of the niggas that wore the dress. You think the niggas gave a fuck until niggas bring it up? Niggas didn't give a fuck until niggas bring it up. Like, yo, that nigga wore the dress. Damn, we trying to do this shit to the black man. They trying to do this to the black man. You sitting up in your Maybach in your $1 million mansion. Fuck that. I wear another dress.
I think it was Kevin Hart that said that. It was Kevin Hart that said that before. He said that he ain't never putting on the dress, and he ended up putting it on.
Yeah. That money was right, kid. And he was like, you know what? It ain't really that bad. I'm a comedian. I'm an artist, so I create art. So, you know what I'm saying? Niggas try to come all kind of reason to make this shit pop. No, nigga. There's always going to be a nigga like me. That bitch-ass nigga wear that fucking dress.
That's when they say all the greats have done it, man. Like, you know, Richard Pryor, he the GOAT.
It's crazy, my nigga. Stay 10 toes down, my nigga. Schoolboy Radio, live from the Matrix, man. He takes us out.
All On that note, we out of here, bro. Catch y'all next weekend.
Wuhan.
The Shaolin Fist requires great speed. It attacks your enemy at all his vital points. You are ready to fight.
Hey, yo, I dropped out of school when I was 2 years old. Changed my own diaper, went on the road. Partied every night in the playpen. Put a bitch in there with me, nigga, I'm scraping. Now I'm a grown man, run around like Usain Bolt. Rambo knife in the booth when I lay my votes. Can't front, yo, I did a few lines of coke. Then I slammed Jenna Jameson, lit up a smoke.
Yeah, you never know a better flower. It's a daily show like Trevor Noah. The money used to talk, now it scream at me. Paper bags make them all wanna squeeze at me. Colder than the Iceman, Bobby Drake. Cause showing niggas love only got me hate. I'm straight out of Park Hill, really the squad's ill. We showing more hands than car deals.
Intense like the poison of a cobra. You hear the fat lady singing in the sofa. Domination, David and Goliath. You can't see the truth when you buy it. Intense like the venom of a spider. You ain't in my circle, you an outsider. Excalibur, live in the fire. You can't see the truth when you buy it.
Don't hold anything back. Use all your strength.
Yeah, it'll cost more to bury you than what you're worth. Toss shovels full of dirt and put you under the earth. 8 times 8, 64 bars of perfection. Aligned like the stars in the heavens. They search for the remedy. Behold, it's the truth untold. Etched in the solid gold, 2 ton stone. My fortune, based on brains and extortion.
Fuck the world,
I blow it out of proportion.
Gorilla than the planet of the apes. I ride a punchline and plant it on your face. Eat a punch that you ain't even got a taste. Here's a shot that you ain't even got a chase. You late and you ain't even got a case. Get your karma with your cake. Not a killer, you ain't even got the tape. It's an Air Force One, not a bait. If I hold a lot of weight in the game, you ain't even gotta wait. Wu-Tang.
Yo, I'm a suspect, person of interest. FBI still can't figure out how I killed it. Forensics couldn't explain my horrendous methods that I use to display my vengeance. Brain scan, 3D diaphragm. Can't dissect to understand the mental thoughts of a madman. The evidence left them clueless. Sonar radar can't track to catch my movement.
Keep going.
Yo, I'm a bad motherfucker, Medina warrior. With the black bandana, the panther, I'm the answer. My work ain't for hire, I'm a lion out of cancer. Stick, but I'm fire. Dressed in my justified homicide attire. I kill so massively for your desire. I do this shit with ease. The chief I weave, got the mic under siege. MC's freezer get buckled at the knees.
The death rate rise when you enter my zone. I kill them all. One of my bars split 8 domes. They running from dawn, shitting on they self, waiting for bars that'll lift they feet. Smack they face in 36 Shaolin twist. All Haitian rubber grip, 45 caliber spit. You get your face changed, son. Fuck them all. W's everywhere when you hear the call.
And I believe he won't let us down.
We all agree.
Of yak and cup of gin. I'm fucked up again and fucking up again. Asking for forgiveness once again. I feel lazy and gluttonous. I feel lost, stupid, and rudderless. I feel like a broken down, disgusting mess. You can still smell it on my breath. Yes, I know your heart is wondering when I'll finally be done with this depression. I suffer with, but that excuse does not excuse or cover it. I know you've had enough of this. I feel like a child that is motherless. It's like I can't get from under it. The boat's about to tip as I take another sip.
Three, four, five. every line written, and all I have given. Music's been nothing more than a self-made prison. I've taken inmate losses at the hands of this one. My pen's been the poison to family and friendships. Now it's time to mend shit, time to bring closure to. The clear conscience of Pusha is long overdue. Thinking to myself, what could I be owing you? They'll only tell you you're great when they're reminiscing over you. Before I trouble T-Roy, it's just a B-boy. Let me play the role of a comment on his B-boy. Seeking my truth in rhyme, no matter how bland it is. A heavy heart lighting, that's just what my ransom is. All apologies, I bear the cross, I wear the blame. We in the same group, but I don't share my brother's pain. Not to confuse, I was sentimental all the same. I just don't feel nothing, I'm numb by the will to gain. Same thing brought tears to innocence. I turned away and didn't even flinch. Yeah, the music drove me crazy. Looked up and lost the first bitch I ever wanted to have my baby. Nowadays she can't even fake me. I'm sorry for the heartbreak. I promise you forever, my lady. Show to see baby. Pompous motherfucker, just look what them Jews made me. I'm only finding comfort in knowing you can't replace me. What a thing to say, but what am I to do? I'm role playing a conscious nigga and true is true. Cocaine aside, all of the bloggers be who. My critics finally have a verse of mine to jerk off to. I own you all. This is where the buck stops, here's where I draw the line. I touch the hem, God's work is so divine. I've seen the error of my ways over time. Never to return, malicious have been refined. Like wine with time, I get better. Napa Valley vintage, my flow is fermented. Now drink of me as if I bought the bar. Run to these words as if there's no tomorrow. Never mind my car, careful what you wish for. Behind every curtain, the devil and his pitchfork. Jealousy, I ask thee, what is this for? How was I to know I was happy being pissed for? No whore, that's not love, we was fucking. I was in search of a chicken head, you was plucking. And I was lusting, we were both out of order. I should've known better as I'm reminded of my daughter. Am I my brother's keeper? For himself every man. I have been your reaper, there's blood on my hands. Accept me as your keeper, there's been a change of plan. Careful what you speak of, I've come to understand.
What else you want from my time? What more can you ask?